Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Venezuelan government says huge numbers of soldiers and civilians have begun a two-day military drill to prepare for what it describes as the threat of invasion by US-led forces. The defence minister, Vladimir Padrino, said more than 2 million members of a militia were among those deployed. Here's our America's editor, Leonardo Rocha.
Venezuela has the highest inflation in the world, violence. Almost 5 million Venezuelans have left the country in the last few years. The political situation is in a stalemate. And what the opposition says is that he's creating a diversion. You create the threat of an enemy. Nicolas Maduro says the empire, the American empire, tried to invade. Venezuela has the biggest oil reserves, known reserves in the world. So there is all that playing on his side. In the meantime, he hopes that the economy recovers.
Police in Paris have arrested a Russian performance artist, Pyotr Pavlensky, who is behind the release of a sex video that brought down an ally of President Emmanuel Macron. Prosecutors said he was being questioned about a separate incident. The video ended Benjamin Griveaux's election campaign to become the mayor of Paris. Tunisia's Prime Minister-designate Elyes Fakhfakh has presented a new cabinet, but without representatives from Ennahda, the moderate Islamist party that won most votes in the October election. Shortly before the lineup was announced, Ennahda said it was pulling out of the government as it wasn't inclusive enough. Mr. Fakhfakh acknowledged that the decision put him in a difficult position and said consultations would continue. The new cabinet must be approved by Parliament within 2 weeks to avoid new elections. The suicide of a well-known television presenter has sparked shock in Britain, with thousands of people paying tribute to her on social media. Caroline Flack hosted several popular reality programmes, including Love Island and X Factor. She was found dead at her home on Saturday. David Sillitoe reports.
Caroline Flack was a presenter on some of the biggest programmes in British television.
To save one islander from each couple.
She was, until a few weeks ago, the face of the glamorous escapist fun of Love Island. But everything had unravelled after she was arrested and charged with the assault of her boyfriend. In the wake of her court appearance, the attention from the press and online has been intense. Caroline Flack was advised to stay off social media, but she did post this on Instagram. This kind of scrutiny and speculation is a lot to take on for one person.
The Swedish pole vaulter Armand Duplantis has set a new world record for the second time in a week. The 20-year-old easily cleared 6 metres 18 in Glasgow on Saturday, 1 centimetre above his previous record. BBC News.